And that changing relationship is something that Frank Calzone is questioning.
The president has given Cuba most of, or the Cuban government, most of what they want.
Calzone is executive director of a group called the Center for a Free Cuba, based in Washington. Like many Cuban Americans, he says he's happy U.S. contractor Alan Gross is free. But he says President Obama has not held Cuba accountable on a number of fronts, especially human rights.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida is also railing against the president's move.
This president has proven today that his foreign policy is more than just naive. It is willfully ignorant of the way the world truly works.
In Cuba, meanwhile, President Raul Castro sounded satisfied when he addressed his nation.
Resultado de un diálogo al más alto nivel que sostuve ayer con el presidente Barack Obama.
Raul Castro said today's deal was a result of dialogue directly with President Obama. He said the two were able to make advancements of interest to both the U.S. and Cuba.